The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning the end of Siman Samech, starting with Halacha Ches until the end of the Siman. These halachas are talking about brachas of Shavach, brachas of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for different events and sites. Let's see Halacha Ches about someone who a miracle happens to. Misha Asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neis, someone that Hashem does a miracle to him, Shelo Kederach HaTeva, in a way which is outside the normal way of nature, something outside the bounds of nature. The Gemara gives an example of someone going in the desert, and miraculously a spring appears to give him water. Something which is outside natural events. Kishiroa es hamakom shenase lo sham hanes. When he sees the place where the nes happened, where the miracle happened, Mivarech makes the following bracha. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam she'asa li nes b'makom hazeh, that Hashem did a miracle for me in this place. On that which the Kisser says, it has to be a nes, a miracle, shelo b'kederach hateva, outside the normal bounds of nature. It has to be something which is not within the workings of nature. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an opposing opinion. He brings down an opinion that says, even though it was working within the natural course, let's say a person was attacked, he's attacked by a lion or bandits, and it ends up being that it was not life-threatening, that the animal walked away, the bandits left him alive. So Mishnah Berurah brings down an opinion, one would make a bracha on that. However, because it's a question, the halacha would be if the miracle was done b'derech hateva, within the bounds of nature, within the natural workings of the world, one would not make the bracha with the Shemin Malchus. He would not make the bracha with the words Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. He would just say Baruch she'asa li neis b'makom hazeh. Let's see the continuation of the Kitzer. V'gam bino, also the person's son, uben bino, and his grandson. Afilo osom shenoldu kodem shenase anes, even those who were born before the miracle happened, the children, grandchildren who were born after this event happened, also gamkim avarchem, they may also make the bracha. Even though the miracle didn't happen to them, just to their father or grandfather, they could also make a bracha. Ketan mevarchem, how should they make the bracha? Bino mevarich, the son makes the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, that you made a miracle for my father in this place. Vimheim Rabim, if there are multiple people, let's say there's a number of brothers there making a bracha on a miracle that happened to their father. Omrim La'avinu, to make the bracha, Sha'asanes La'avinu, to our father in this place, B'makom Hazeh. Ben Bino, let's say it's not a son, but the son of a son, a grandson, Omer La'avosai, he says to my ancestors, meaning he wouldn't say my father, because it's not his father, he would say La'avosai, which implies the general fathers, meaning a grandfather or an ancestor. V'imhem Rabim, if you have multiple grandchildren there, Omrim La'avosenu, they say, in the plural, our father, or our ancestor, they would say la'avosenu. Umi shenasalo nisim harbe, someone that multiple nisim happened to, multiple miracles happened to, b'hagia le'echad mikol ha'makomos shenasalo nes, when he reaches one of the places where the miracle happened, He wants to thank Hashem not just for the miracle that happened there, but also for the miracles of the other places. Tzorach lahazkir gam sha'ar hamakomos. He has to make mention of also the other places where miracles happened. V'yichalol kulam bivracha achas. He should include all the miracles within one bracha. When he says one bracha, he should make mention of all the miracles. V'yomer, he should say the following. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. He made for me a miracle in this place, Uvamakom Ploni, and so-and-so place. V'chein bonav maskirin kol sha'ar hamakomos. Also his sons or his grandsons, when they make the brachas that were mentioned before, they should make mention of the other places. When they see one place, they should mention the miracle in that place, and also they should make mention of the miracles that also happened in the other places. So if multiple miracles happened, anytime he sees one of those places, he mentions the miracle of that place, and he includes also the miracles of the other places. So that's the bracha on an anes, on a miracle. Let's see halacha tes. Haroach chacham gadol b'Torah. Someone sees a tremendous sage in Torah knowledge, from Yisrael, from the Jewish people. Mevarech baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. He has given over a portion of his chachma. Hashem has given from his wisdom to those who fear him. He's given Torah wisdom to those who fear him. The Kitzur explains, what's the explanation of the use of the word shechalak? Lefi sheYisrael hem chelek Eloki, because the Jewish people are like a portion of Hashem. Udvekimbo, they are attached to Hashem, to consider to have a portion in the knowledge that Hashem has given. Lekach omer shechalak. Therefore, we use the word shechalak, that implies they have a portion in this knowledge because the Jewish people are a portion of involvement of Torah, which is belonging to Hashem. Therefore, we use the word shechalak, which implies a portion that Klal Yisrael has a portion in the Torah. V'haroach chacham gadol b'chachmas ha'olam. Someone sees a tremendous sage, a wise person in non-Torah knowledge, in worldly knowledge. Me'umas ha'olam, someone who is not Jewish. But you see someone who is quite knowledgeable in wisdom of the world, and he's not a Jew. Mivarech makes the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shenasa mechachmaso lebasar v'dam. Hashem has given from his knowledge to humans. Here we use the word shenasa mechachmaso, he gave it over, as opposed to the word chelek, which is used by a Torah sage, which implies that the sage has a part with the knowledge of Hashem, he has a portion with the knowledge of Hashem. Shenasan implies a certain divorcing between the giver and the receiver. Shenasan mechachmasa means Hashem gave over the knowledge, and now it was given over to mankind. But not that mankind has a specific portion with Hashem, because we're talking about a sage in secular knowledge and not in Torah knowledge. So again, by a sage in Torah knowledge makes the bracha shechalak mechachmasa liveyav, and a wise non-Jewish person in wisdom of the world, he makes the bracha shenasa mechachmasa lebasar v'dam. The question is, on the Torah scholar, how do we define someone who has reached the level that we make this bracha shechalak mechachmasa liveyav? It would seem clear, it would have to be, we're specifically talking about someone who's from the Gedolei Hador, from the biggest people of the generation that have achieved mastery of Torah knowledge, and they learn l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven, not for any of their own benefit or for any of their own glory, but only for the sake of glorifying the name of Hashem. And they've reached the status that the generation recognizes them as being the leaders of the generation. The exact point of demarcation is somewhat ambiguous in halacha, but clearly it's referring to the Gedolei Ador, the biggest people of the generation. Let's see halacha yod. Haroa melech mimalchei umos ha'olam, someone that sees a king from the kings of the nations of the world, a non-Jewish king. Mivarech makes the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shanasan Mechavodo Lebasav Adam. He has given his glory to humans. As opposed to the bracha before, on a non-Jewish person with wisdom, with secular knowledge, we make the bracha Shanasan Mechachmaso. He gave his wisdom to Basav Adam, to humans. Here on a king who has glory, has rulership in this world, we make the bracha, he has given his glory to a human. The Kitzur continues, Vafilo ein roa es hamelech mamish. Even if he does not literally see the king, he doesn't actually view the king himself. Elishu roa bechavodo, but he sees the glory of the king. He sees the entourage, the parade that's going along with the king. Biyodea beberor shehamelech husham. He knows clearly that the king is there. He sees, again, the party which is accompanying the king. Yochel levarich brachazu. He may make this bracha even without seeing the king, as long as he sees the people accompanying the king. Vesuma yevarich v'lo shema malchus. A blind person should make the bracha without saying the name of Hashem and without saying Melech Ha'olam. Someone should say Baruch Shnosam Echvod Elabasav Adam without saying the words Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, because he's not actually viewing it. The blind person is not able to see. Therefore, he should make the bracha without the name of Hashem and without saying Melech Ha'olam. The Kitzur continues, a mitzvah lehishtad aliros bekavod malachim. It is a mitzvah, it is something a person should actually try to do. It's a mitzvah to try to see the glory of kings. To understand the concept of glory and the concept of being a king, to apply that to what it means to be a Jewish king, what it means to see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea that Hashem is the king over the world. So he should, to get a concept of the glory of a king, it's therefore a mitzvah to see the glory even of a non-Jewish king. V'imroa oso pamachas. If he has seen the king one time, al yevatal yosem ilimudo, he should not be mevatal, he should not remove himself anymore from his learning l'roso in order to see the king. Meaning, even though we're saying that to see the king for the first time, even if it would involve a certain loss of time from his learning, from learning Torah, he should try to see the king, to understand the idea of glory of a king, to apply that again to the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the glory of, that's appropriate for a Jewish king, but he'll know that by seeing a non-Jewish king. But if he saw the king one time, he should not take the time away from his learning anymore. Ela im ba achakach bechel yoser, unless he comes afterwards with a greater army, but becovered gadol yoser, with more honor, with more of a parade, a bigger entourage. So if it's just the same level of glory as the first time he saw the king, he should not miss learning for that. It's enough the first time that he saw the king, that will give him a concept of what it means to see the glory of a king. In terms of these halachas about making a bracha on royalty, on seeing a king, there's an article in Kitzur 365 about this bracha, about the bracha on royalty. Let's see halacha Yud Aleph. Haroa Kivrei Yisrael. Someone who sees graves of Jewish people. He sees Jewish graves. Mivarech makes the following bracha: Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Yotzar Eschem Badin, that He has formed you in judgment. This bracha is recorded in the Gemara Brachos Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this: Baruch Asher Yotzar Eschem Badin, He created you in din. V'zon Eschem Badin, He supported you in din. V'kilkal Eschem Badin, He nourished you throughout your judgment. V'asaf eschem batin, He has gathered you up in judgment. V'asid lakimchem batin, He will make you rise to life again in judgment. It's referring to the life cycle of a person that he has lived through his life on this world. He has gone on in a to a spiritual world to be judged, and eventually he will come back to this world for Tchiyas HaMeisim, for the resurrection of the dead. So this is the bracha said on seeing Jewish graves. The Mishnah Berurah says the implication of the bracha of Kivrei Yisrael, of multiple graves, it has to be more than one grave, it has to be at least two graves. Let's see the continuation of the Kitzur. V'al Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, when one sees the graves of non-Jews, Omer, he says the following pasuk. This is not a bracha. This is not a bracha that has the name of Hashem to say Baruch Atah Hashem Akinu Melech HaOlam, but it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Again, V'akivei Ovdei Kochavim Omer, he says the following pasuk on seeing non-Jewish graves. Bosha Imchem Ma'od, your mother is very embarrassed. Chafra Yoladit Tzachem, the one who bore you is embarrassed. The end of the Gentiles is a wilderness, a wasteland, and a desert, that those who bore these non-Jews should be embarrassed that their life has not come to a fruition of an eternal legacy after their death. Let's see Halacha Yud Beis. Kol Birkos Hariya Hanizkaros, all the brachos on seeing things that have been mentioned. Im Chazav Ra Osam Hadvarim Ba'atzmam, if he sees that thing itself, Eino Chozer Mavarach, he does not make a new bracha. Let's say, for example, he saw Jewish graves, and he saw the graves again within the next 30 days. Or he sees, let's say, the sage in Torah, or the sage in worldly knowledge, each respective bracha. He does not make the bracha again. Ela im kain haisa ben ri'iyah l'ri'iyah shloshim yom, unless 30 days have passed from the last time he saw that event. Dehainu chutz miyom hari'iyah harishona, that means not including the first day that he saw that event. V'chutz miyom hari'iyah hazos, and besides, for this day that he's viewing the event, Yesh Loshim Yom, that there should be 30 days. Let's say, for example, he had seen Jewish graves. So on the first day of the month, he saw the Jewish graves. Now you count after that first day of the month another 30 days. The day after that, he may make the bracha again. So it's really 30 days in between the original day he saw, let's say, the graves, the Jewish graves, and now the day he's seeing them again. There has to be 30 days between the original day of the viewing and the present day of the viewing. So that's what the Kitzur is saying. Besides for the original day of the viewing, and besides for this day that he's seeing it now, Yehiyah Shloshim Yom, it must be 30 days, not including the original viewing and not including the day he's viewing now. That's all if he saw the original item that he had seen originally and made the bracha on. Avalim ro'a davar acher kazesh ra'az. However, if he sees a different item from what he saw originally, kigon melech acher, like he sees a different king, ukvara macher, let's say he sees different graves, the kedomer, something similar to that, chozer umavarech gam betoch shloshim yom, he may make another bracha even within 30 days. So the Kitzur is saying that this bracha is made on these specific graves. Once he makes the bracha on those graves, he may not make the bracha again for another 30 days. If he sees another grave or another, let's say the king, once he sees the king, he must count 30 days after that viewing. On the 31st day, not including the day he viewed the king, he may make the bracha again on that king. But on a different king, he would be able to make the bracha even within 30 days. There is a discussion in the Achronim in the latter day halachic authorities about this. There is an opinion that would say that even if he saw a different king, he should not say the bracha for the entire 30 days. So this is a discussion in the halachic authorities. The opinion, again, the opinion of the Kitzur is on a different king or a different grace. For example, he may make the bracha within 30 days, and there's an opinion that says he should never make the bracha within on that type of an event, on a king, on seeing Jewish graves, for example, on seeing another chacham in Torah, another wise person in Torah, or another wise person in secular knowledge. He should not make the bracha even on a different person within 30 days. So that's a machlokas, that's a difference of opinion. May he make the bracha on a different king, different graves, a different wise person, for example. In terms of the understanding of this halacha, the general idea over here is that the bracha is made every 30 days on seeing a king, on seeing a grave, on seeing a chacham, a wise person, on seeing the place where the miracle happens. The bracha is made every 30 days. This is different than the bracha made, let's say, on thunder and lightning. The bracha made on thunder and lightning may be made multiple times within 30 days. If he saw lightning or he heard thunder, and then, as we said in the previous halachas, at the beginning of this discussion in Halacha Gimel, if the clouds separated, the clouds scattered, he may make the bracha again. And the reason is that in terms of thunder and lightning, because the thunder and lightning was not created until the storm had to dissipate and then it formed again, because the storm had to form from new, it didn't exist in the world at all, then even within 30 days, because the event had to be formed again, it had to be reformed, the thunderstorm to create the thunder and lightning, because it was newly formed, it's considered to have not been in the world at all, and therefore on that new forming of the storm, one may make the bracha even within 30 days, provided that the storm dissipates. So again, in terms of making the bracha on thunder and lightning, even within 30 days, because the storm had to form, again, a new storm formed, he may make the bracha within 30 days. On these brachas that we're talking about here, on seeing graves or a king or a wise person, he should not make the bracha within 30 days from seeing that same person or those same graves, and by seeing a different person which is similar to what he saw originally, and it was in existence when he saw the original graves, that there was other graves were in existence, just he hadn't seen them, or the chacham, the wise person was around, he just hadn't seen him, and now he sees him within 30 days, that's a difference of opinion, may he make the bracha, as opposed to the storm, where the storm had to form, the storm hasn't formed yet until the clouds dissipate, and then they come back, so a storm, definitely the bracha could be made even within 30 days. Let's see halacha yud gimel. Haroya kushi, someone who sees a person who is dark-skinned. This is talking about in a society where everybody is Caucasian, and it was an unusual occurrence to see a dark-skinned person. So if someone sees a kushi, someone of dark skin, v'gichor, the Kitzur explains, Sahanushu Adam Harbe, someone which is very red, a very red skin. Vahalavakon Tahanushu Lavan Harbe, someone that is very white. I believe that would be something like an albino. Vahakipeach Tahanushu Aruch Vidak, someone that's very long and very thin. He's like a giant and he's slightly bent over because his frame cannot support his body properly. Vahananos, someone who's a dwarf. Someone who's unusually short. Vahadrakona. The Kitzur explains, Dainu Mishu Male Yabela, someone that's full of boils or warts. Upasuye Harosh. The Kitzur explains, Shikol Sa'arosov Devuko Zubazu, that his hair is attached to each other. It doesn't have strands like a regular person's hair. It's sort of like a felt, which is like one piece of hair without having the individual strands of hair. Ve'esapil, someone sees an elephant. Again, talking in a society where that was a very unusual occurrence, it would strike the person as being something completely out of the ordinary to see an elephant. Ve'esakof, if he sees a monkey. Mevarech baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam mishana habrios. You make different creations, different creatures. You make creatures that are unusual, and strike the person as a novelty to see these creatures. Veinu mevarech el bepam harishon. He can only make the bracha the first time he sees it. Shashini olav gadol ma'od. That the novelty is, and the unusualness of this sight is very profound, that by seeing these things for the first time, again, he sees a dark person in a Caucasian society, or a giant, or a dwarf, or the first time he would see a monkey or an elephant, and he's not used to seeing these animals. He makes the bracha Meshana Habrios, that Hashem makes unusual creatures, the first time he views these creatures. Let's see Halacha Yudalad. Haroa Sachiger, someone sees a lame person, ve'es hakiteya, and an amputee, dehainu shniktu yadav, someone whose hands were amputated, ve'es hasuma, and he sees someone who's blind, umuke shechin, someone who has been smitten with boils, ubahakonin. The Kitz explains that Fuhumisha Manumar Banakudas Levanos, that's someone who's spotted with white dots. He has like a leprous type of condition of white dots on his skin. Imhem Mime Imam, if these are people that were born with these conditions, these unusual conditions. Mivarak Papam Harishan Shura Osa Mishana Habrios. The first time he sees them, he makes the bracha Meshana Habrios. He makes people who are somewhat different, and he makes the bracha to Hashem that Hashem has decided to give people these conditions. He makes the brios different. Ve'im nishtanu achar kach. Let's say the shino, the change happened after he was born. V'metzar aleim, and he has tzar, he feels pain, feels agonized by the fact that this occurrence happened. Let's say someone who is very dear to him got blinded, for example. Mevarach dayan ha'emes, he would make the bracha dayan ha'emes because of this negative event that happened to him. And dayan ha'emes was the bracha discussed in Simen Nun Tes, the beginning of Simen Nun Tes, to make the bracha to acknowledge that even negative occurrences are the decree of Hashem. So if it happened after the person was born, he would make the bracha dayan ha'emes. Let's see halacha tezvav. Haroa ilonos tovos. Someone sees beautiful trees. Ubrios nos, or creatures that are very beautiful. The Kitz explains what that means. Apilo akum. Even if it's an idolater, an idol worshiper. Shira osa bria ba'alma. He's just seen him more like a casual type of a gaze. He also lists takalbo, because it's forbidden to gaze at this person. If the person is someone who's a pagan, someone who serves idols, he's considered to be a rasha, an unworthy person. So you should not gaze at this person intensely. But if you saw him more in a casual type of a look, the Magen Avraham in the Shulchan Aruch on this halacha refers to the Gemara in Megillah, that it's considered to be wrong to look, to gaze at an Adam Rasha, at a person who is who does averus that would render him to be a Rasha, to be a unworthy person. And an idolater is someone who's considered to be an unworthy person, should not be gazed at. But if you saw him casually, this Gentile, o behemo, let's say he saw an animal And it was striking in its beauty. It strikes a certain feeling in him that this is a beautiful creature, a beautiful person, or a beautiful animal. Mivarech baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam shekach lo ba'olamo. He makes the bracha, baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. He has created these things in the world. He has created beautiful things in this world. Ve'ena mivarech aleihem elapam rishon v'lo yoser. He only makes the bracha the first time he sees these creatures. He would not make the bracha even 30 days later. Similar to what we said by the bracha Mashana Habriyas, if he sees unusual creatures, he only makes the bracha the first time he sees the unusual creature. Also, in this case, where he sees a beautiful creature, he only makes the bracha the first time he sees the creature and not subsequently. Again, Ve'inu Mevarech Aleim Elapam Rishon Avalo Yoser. He would only make the bracha the first time and not subsequently. Lo Aleihem Velo Alachem. He would not make a bracha afterwards on that creature itself or on a similar creature, something which is of similar nature to that, of similar beauty. Elem Kein Hayu Na'im Mehem. Unless that other creature was clearly more beautiful, it would strike in him a certain feeling of being especially beautiful, even more than the first one. That's the only time he would make the bracha again, if he saw a second creature that was strikingly more beautiful even than the first one. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's the custom now not to make this bracha, not to make the bracha on beautiful things, not to make the bracha shekach lo ba'olamo. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because it's hard to define exactly what's considered beautiful. How to define a beautiful creature is somewhat ambiguous, because we don't have the proper way to evaluate what's considered a beautiful creature. That's why we would refrain from making this bracha shekach lo ba'olamo. That's the conclusion of Simon Samech about Birkas Ri'ah, brachas made on different sites to thank Hashem for those sites.